Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Alston, ANGELAALSTON, date of service 6-9-2022, date of birth 5-22-1966. The patient report that she's here for a follow-up evaluation, and she's informing that she's having a chronic pain in the left shoulder and lower back, both hands, both legs, both feet. She has a history of hypertension. And she was hit by a automobile in 2012, and where she was rear-ended and has been suffering from multiple pains. The pain is also present in the both sacroiliac joints. This positive Faber test and Gonsalin test. Patient has moderate severe pain in the left shoulder and the lower back with radiation to the left arm involving 1 to 5 fingers and left buttock. Involvement of both legs and both feet is also complained. Right side, only the fingers are involved but not the wrist or hand, and no radiation on the right side. The physical therapy has been going on, and patient does report that it is helping her. Patient reports that these pains are 6 to 9, and his both hands are going to sleep all the time. There are no radiation at this time, according to the patient, to the lower legs or buttocks or either the arm, but the fingers are still numb. The ADLs that are affected are 9 as follows. General activity and work are affected 7. Mood and sleep are affected 8. Walking ability and enjoyment of life are affected 6. Patient report that the pain medication is not working out because she has been removed from the medicine narco that was working for her, and now she's back to square one, and the pain is very bad, and she's not able to do well, and her ADLs are suffering. System review, patient reports moderate headaches with lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety. However, there is no history of vertigo, dizziness, vision disturbances, memory problems. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation, or focus problem, or equilibrium problem. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the left shoulder, and some pain in the left shoulder, and pain in the neck and the lower back, as well as both wrist pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, pain has worsened, and she says that Tylenol with codeine has been making her very sick, and she vomits on it. In the last 30 days, patient has reported there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medication, Tylenol cold, makes her sick, and she expected to be stopped requesting for it. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 145/100. Pulse is 94, pulse ox 99. Rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit of 5-10-2022, dictation number 0512-076. And diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care will be as follows. Patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day as anti-inflammatory. In other words, 50 mg at night, gabapentin 600 mg twice a day. I have given Norco one time only, 7.5, 325 a day, once a day, 30-day supply. After that, patient will be removed from the pain medication. She has been referred to outpatient physical therapy, that is continuing. Her drug screen on 5/10/2022. Was done. And the MRIs that are available have been reviewed with the patient. She has a disc herniation at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, for which LESI has been ordered. There's a disc herniation at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and she's been requested to do the MRI injection treatment. If she doesn't come, then patient will be discharged and sent to another doctor. Thank you. All for surgery.